Now then, I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. Lovely and warm and cosy. Outside, it's horrible. It's real Wuthering Heights and Do the Boys Hall weather there, with rain coming sideways off the tops, and I can see the peat bogs are already full, and there's water gushing down the fell sides heading for the river, where it will join the other rivers of untreated sewage that our government are pumping into it. But don't let me get you down. This is a fun show with loads and loads of great music to finish off the end of October. By the time you're listening to this, I'll be on the road with a pal of mine heading off on a Thelma and Louise expedition. But more of that later on, because I'm going to kick the show off with one of my favourite tracks ever. This is Mandolin King Rag from the Even Dozen Jug Band. The Even Dozen Jug Band comprised of Stephen, well, of course, it was way back in the late 60s, early 70s in New York, comprised of Stephen Grossman, that great blues and country guitarist, Peter Siegel, the roots bass guitarist and producer, and other members included people like David Greisman, one of the best mandolin players on the planet, Maria Muldaur, John Sebastian, who later went on to work with the Loving Spoonful, and Joshua Rifkin, who did wonderful arrangements and recordings of the great Scott Joplin ragtime piano compositions. So, what a great crew. Anyway, they assembled together as the Even Dozen Jug Band, and it's obvious from this recording, which is a fairly early recording, as you might think, that they'd just discovered stereo, because they just left the jug in the middle and moved everything else to the left and right, because they thought, this is great, you can hear with both ears. Whereas in mono, all you could hear with was your nose. Anyway, this is specially for my mate, Steph Hoyle. The Even Dozen Jug Band with Mandolin King Rag. I think that's the last of it. Mandolin King Rag from the Even Dozen Jug Band's eponymous album, or even, as I say, to bore my grandchildren to death, hippopotamus album. Now, there's a new album out from Sam Kelly. It's in the post, apparently. I'm still waiting for it, Sam, if you're listening to this show. But I've downloaded this track, meanwhile, as I wait for the postman to lug it up the path in his bag. Some say it's a traditional song, but I think it was written by either, well, some say Benny Lynch and some say Dan Sullivan, but my searches have got me absolutely nowhere. I'll leave it to you to pursue the elusive truth if you so fancy it. It's a great song, though, and I think Sam does an absolutely superb job on it. It's called Tinker's Poteen. Poteen is, of course, illegal whiskey, which is still, I believe, being made in the bogs and hills of Connemara. Anyway, here's Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys featuring Mike McGoldrick from the album The Wishing Tree with Tinker's Poteen.
tinker I live and a tinker I die. But don't get me wrong, I don't carry no shame. But I was born a tinker and I'm proud of my name. My father brewed the botching up in messy brown bread. But when I was a young man, to me it's shame. My son, you are full grown now, it's plain to be seen. The time has come to teach you how to make the botching.
Adieu, sweet, lovely Nancy, 10,000 times anew. I am going across the ocean, love, to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl. Come change your ring with me. For it might be a token of our true love while I am on the sea. And when I'm far across the sea, you'll know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let your body be where it might, my heart will be with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers round. While we poor souls on the ocean wide are fighting for the crown. There's nothing to protect us, love, or keep us from the cold. On the ocean wide where we must fight, like jolly seamen bold. There's tinkers, tailors and shoemakers lie snoring fast asleep, while we poor souls on the ocean wide are ploughing through the deep. Our officers commanded us, and them we must obey, expecting every moment for to get cast away. On every shore, we'll return to our wives and our families and the girls that we adore. We'll drink our liquor merrily and spend our money free. And when the money is all gone, we'll boldly go.
You Sweet Lovely Nancy, Reg Muros and Harbottle and Jonas from their fabulous album Songs of Love and Death. I thought it'd be nice to just segue that beautiful piece of lovely lyrical music on the end of that cracking track, Tinker's Putchin from Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys. If you want details of anything you've heard on the show, the artists that appeared on this show and previous podcasts, then go to 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com and all will be made clear. Now, I promised you I'd play another track or two from the new album from Karine Polwart, Still As You're Sleeping, because it's, I think, one of the best albums of the year. It is, well, absolutely superb. Wonderful singing. She connects with the music. She's got soul in abundance. Great choice of songs. Not only is she a great songwriter and singer, she's also got a nose, or an ear, I should say, for the best songs going. This is a song which knocked me out when I first heard it as well, on No More Forever, the debut album of that great man, Dick Gochan, one of the mighty oaks in the forest of Scottish traditional and modern folk music. This is a beautiful, beautiful version of a ballad which I think is a broadside ballad originally, and it's been through so many hands that it's turned from being, if you like, a song with lots of lone lines. They've got lines from other songs and bung them together on the broadside. But the people over the years have moulded it and made it very much a people's song, if you like, rather than something written and printed as it was. A beautiful song of loss, of emigration, and of longing for your homeland. This is Karine Polwart with Craigie Hill.
A land of our forefathers, we If you were in your bed lying and thinking on dying, one sight of the bonny bang bangs, your sorrows you'd give o'er. And if you were but 1 hour all in her shady bow, I've roved in. I never thought in my childhood days I'd part you anymore. Now we're sailing on the ocean for honor and promotion, and the bonny boats are sailing way down by Duren Shore.
A beautiful version of a great song, Craigie Hill from Karine Polwart's new album, Still As You're Sleeping. I'm going to play two tracks. Oh, before I do this, I'm just going to say that piano riff there, dum ba ba dum, da da dum ba da dum, I think is just wonderful. And I'm going to play a song later on in the show which has got echoes of that, although it can't have echoes because it was written and done before that, but there's a similarity which you'll see. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Two songs back to back. The first is from Sarah Makeham, who's Tommy Makeham's mum. She was from Northern Ireland. Tommy Makeham, of course, many of you will know, was with the Clancy Brothers in that famous group. The Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makeham, who toured the world and brought Irish music to the attention of the world as well. Now, Jean Ritchie, the famous singer, was also a song collector, and she writes, I got this song from Sarah Makeham, Tommy's mum, in her kitchen in Keady, Northern Ireland, in 1952. It only had two verses then. It probably is a fragment of a longer ballad, but maybe not. At the time, I felt that it should be longer, so I wrote another verse, which a lot of people took up and used. But nowadays, I love the little song as it is, and no longer sing the written verse. Well, there you go. So that two-verse ballad was recorded from Sarah Makeham, and then it moved on into the folk process, if you like, or the folk world. And it didn't get changed so much as people did find other verses, found broadside versions of it, and the result was the second track I'm going to play. So first of all, you're going to hear Sarah Makeham singing As I Roved Out, and after that you're going to hear the Doonan family band from their album Manor from Hebburn, as in Newcastle, Hebburn, with their version of As I Roved Out. But first of all, here's Sarah Makeham with the beautiful, sparse, pure drop version.
As I roved out on a May morning, on a May morning right early, I met my love upon the way, O Lord, but she was early. And she sang lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle-dee, and she hidle on the dee, and she hidle on the dee, and she landed. Her boots was black and her stockings white, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye, and her earrings tipped her shoulder. And she sung lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle, lil-ta-doodle-dee, and she hidle on the dee, and she hidle on the dee, and she landed. Thank you.
rolled out on a May morning, on a May morning quite early. As I rolled out on a May morning, on a May morning quite early, I met a maid upon the way, and she was a daddy's darling. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tiny fol-a-diddle-derry-o. Her cheeks were like red roses, and her hair hung like the silver. Her cheeks were like red roses, and her hair hung like the silver. She has two bright sparkling eyes, and her hair hung over her shoulder. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tidy fol-a-diddle-derry-o. How old are you, me pretty fair maid? How old are you, me darling? How old are you, me pretty fair maid? How old are you, me darling? She answered me modestly, I'm 16 years next Monday morning. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tiny fol-a-diddle-derry-o. Mammy's house when the moon shines bright and clearly. Will you come to me, Mammy's house, when the moon shines bright and clearly? Oh, open the door and let me in, so your daddy will not hear us. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tidy fol-a-diddle-derry-o. She took me by the lily-white hand and led me to the table. She took me by the lily-white hand and led me to the table. There's plenty of wine for soldiers here, as long as they are able. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tidy fol-a-diddle-derry-o. Till the break of day, and in the morning early, oh, I arose, put on me clothes, saying, lassie, I must leave ya. With me tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tidy fol-a-diddle-derry-o. Oh, when will we come back again? When will we be married? When will you come back again, and when will we be married? When cockle shells make silver bells, that's the time we'll marry. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tidy fol-a-diddle-derry-o. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tidy fol-a-diddle-derry-o. Tooraya, fol-a-diddle-da, tidy fol-a-diddle-derry-o.
Doonan Family Band there, now known as the Mighty Doonans, from the album Manor from Heaven. I do love that pun. And that was, as I roved out, their version of the longer version of that ballad. Before that, you heard Sarah Macon, possibly the first singer to be recorded singing that two-verse version from the album Classic Celtic Music from Smithsonian Folkways. Again, details on the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Now, five-piece band Mishra have been described as, I quote, an airborne amalgam of cross-continental pollinations. Well, I just think they're a five-piece band that plays shed loads of great music and have got a huge tour of gigs coming up. They combine instruments like the clarinet, the Indian tabla, you know, the drums, and old-timey frailing to make what I think is a great sound. This is a poem called The Rolling English Road, written by G.K. Chesterton and put to music by Mishra themselves. And I think it's a cracker. But let's see what you think.
Before the Romans came to Riora, to Severn Strode, the rolling English drunk that made the rolling English road. A merry road, a mazy road, such as we did tread. The night we went to Birmingham by way of Beachy Head. And plenty of the squire, for to fight the Frenchmen I did much desire. I did bash their bayonets because they came arrayed to straighten out the crooked road an English drunkard made. Where you and I by way of Goodwin's Sons. The folly of our youth to be the shame of age, but walk with our eyes and ears this path that wandereth, and see undrugged in evening light the decent inn of death. For there is good news to hear and fine things to be seen before we go to paradise by way of Kensal Green.
Well, as a dyed-in-the-wool northerner, I'll tell you, I think it's pretty impossible to get to paradise from anywhere within the girdle of the M25, but that's just me being a prejudiced old northerner. That was the Rolling English Road from Mishra's new album, Reclaim. Now, Bill Leader, how can you sum up the work of a man who probably did more for the second wave of the folk revival in the UK than anybody else? He was the first person to record me, anyway, and people like Robin and Barry Dransfield, Tony Rose, Nick Jones, Dave Berland, Ray Fisher, just so many, many people, and so many wonderful Irish musicians as well, with his Masters of Irish Music series. Well, I thought what I would do now, because I've got a mate who's been madly getting the old vinyl and digitising it all, is just put together a collection of some of the early Bill Leader albums. From Ali Bain and Mike Wellens, Boys of the Lock, Roy Bailey, John Raven, Nick Jones, Tony Rose, Martin Wyndham Reid, the High Level Ranters, and Mokram Wakes. A whole selection here. I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tracks, one after the other. Details, again, on the website. What I will say, though, that Boys of the Lock, of course, was founded, or one of the founder members, was Robin Morton, who sadly left us a few weeks ago for the great gig in the sky. A great man who also founded Temple Records. So a little bit of a tribute to him there in the second track. He's singing along with the famous Cathal McConnell on a song called Loch Earn, or I think it's sometimes called The Rambling Irishman. Anyway, 7 songs and tunes from the early Bill Leader catalogue, kicking off with Ali Bain and Mike Wellens and The Bucking Mule. Just listen to Ali's fiddle playing on this, with the hee-hawing of the mule and the fantastic old-timey fiddling coming from a lad who was born and brought up in the Shetland fiddling tradition. Classic.
Liza, take a seat, you'd better keep cool. I ain't got time to kiss you now for fooling with this mule. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, this mule is running away. I wish I was in Arkansas, was sitting on a rail with a jug of whiskey under my arm and a possum by the tail. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, this mule ain't running away. Johnson and an old Dewey mule, his name was Simon Slick, and the funniest thing I ever did see was the way that mule could kick. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, I ain't got time to kiss you now, this mule ain't running away. I brought her from the south, I introduced her to my friends, been shut her mouth. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say, I ain't got time to kiss you now, this mule ain't running away. If I chewed tobacco, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd chew it nice and juicy and I'd spit it all on you. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, this mule ain't running away. I never marry an old man, I'll tell you the reason why. His lips are all tobacco juice, he never zips his fly. Whoa, mule, whoa, whoa, mule, I say. I ain't got time to kiss you now, this mule ain't running away.
Oh. I am a ramblin' Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's a happy hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. For to live poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sailed away and left this Irish nation. Right tantanana, tantanana, right tantanana, rananandy. The night before I went away, I spent it with my darling. From 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. But when that we were going to part, we linked in each other's arms. And you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right tantanana, tantanana, right tantanana, rananandy. The very first night I slept on board, I dreamt about my Nancy. I dreamt I held her in my arms, and well she pleased my fancy. But when I woke out of my dream, and I found my bosom empty, and you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented. Right tantanana, tantanana, right tantanana, rananandy. When we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia. So let every lass link with her land, blue jacket and white trousers. Let every lad link with his lass, blue petticoat and white flounces. Right tantanana, tantanana, right tantanana, rananandy. Right tantanana, tantanana, right tantanana, rananandy.
Some three jolly butchers is a hind for the many side. They were going to some market town, their money for to buy. They rode together for a mile or two, and a little more beside. Said Johnson unto Gibson, I heard a woman cry. Then stop I went, said Gibson, and stop I went, said ride. Then stop I will, said Johnson, for I heard a woman cry. So Johnson, he alighted, and he viewed the place all round. And he saw a naked woman with a hairpin to the ground. How came you here, said Johnson, how came you here, said he. Two highwaymen never robbed me, and that you plainly see. Then Johnson, being a valiant man, man of a courage bold, he took the coat from off his back to keep her from the cold. And Johnson, being a valiant man, a man of a valiant mind, he sat her up upon his horse and he mounted up behind. And as they rode along the way, as fast as they could ride, she put her fingers to her lips and gave three piercing cries. Out sprang ten bold highwaymen with the weapons in their hands. They stepped up to Johnson and boldly bid him stand. Then stand I will, said Johnson, as long as ever I can, for I never was in all my life afraid of any man. Mm-hmm.
Johnson being a valiant man, he made those bullets fly, till 9 of them 10 highwaymen all on the ground did lie. Now this wicked woman standing by, young Johnson did not mind. She took a knife all from his side and stabbed him from behind. But the day it being a market day, and the people passing by, they saw this a woman's dreadful deed, and their eyes were few and dry. Then she was down to do get brought down, down in iron strong, for killing the finest butcher that ever the sun shone on.
Makers all that day remember well the last strike of which this tale I do tell. How cold and hungry we that heavy day to Bromsgrove town we did take our toilsome way. And these nail forgers, these miserable souls, will not forget the giver of the coals. Nail masters are hard-hearted files, and the way we took was 13 miles. The slaves abroad in the sugar canes find plenty to help and pity their pains. But the slaves at home in the mine and fire have plenty to pity, but none to admire. Oh, I wish I could see all nail dealers drawing such a load as did we poor nailers, and to feel such punishment and such smarts that it might soften their hard stony hearts. So as the nailers do suffer such smart, I hope it will soften old Pharaoh's heart, and let every nailer tell to his son the labours that we for our rights have done.
There was a jolly beggar, and a begging he was bound to me, follow me, darling, me dandy-o. And the beggars took his quarters into a landward town to me, to-ra-nura-nura-nura-nandy-o. But the beggar wouldn't lie in bar, nor yet would he inquire to me, follow me, darling, me dandy-o. But in behind the kitchen door or by the kitchen fire to me, to-ra-nura-nura-nura-nandy-o. So the beggar, he has made his bed with good clean straw and hay to me, follow me, darling, me dandy-o. And in behind the kitchen door the jolly beggar lay to me, to-ra-nura-nura-nura-nandy-o. The good man's daughter, she got up to bar the kitchen door to me, follow me, darling, me dandy-o. When she spied the jolly beggar standing naked on the floor to me, to-ra-nura-nura-nura-nandy-o. He took her up all in his arms and to the bed he's run to me, follow me, darling, me dandy-o. Oh, be quiet with me, nougat, sir, you'll waken the good man to me, to-ra-nura-nura-nura-nandy-o. The beggar took no heed of her and carried on his stroke to me, follow me, darling, me dandy-o. Until he got his job well done and he began to joke to me, to-ra-nura-nura-nura-nandy-o. Are there any cats or dogs about that will drive up me gear to me, follow me, darling, me dandy, oh? Oh, the devil take your tatters when me maiden heeds away to me, turin, 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 andy, oh. The may got out of bed again before the hour of day. To me, follow me, darling, me dandy, oh. To make the beggar's breakfast just before he went away. To me, turin, 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 dandy, oh. She went down to the cellar for to draw a pot of ale. To me, follow me, darling, me dandy, oh. But the beggar followed after and he did the job again. To me, turin, 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 dandy, oh. He took her up all in his arms and gave her kisses three. To me, follow me, darling, me dandy, oh. And he gave her 20 guineas, but to pay the nurse's fee. To me, turin, 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 dandy, oh. Then he took a horn from out his side and blew both loud and shrill. To me, follow me, darling, me dandy, oh. And 4 and 27 men came riding o'er the hill. To me, turin, 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 dandy, oh. The beggar was a cunning lad, and he leaped shoulder high. To me, follow me, darling, me dandy, oh. Saying I've never had such large as I had here last night. To me, turin, 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 dandy,
scattered round the field. You'll be anxious to know, gentle Annie, how your little crop of oats is going to yield. Oh, your mutton's very sweet, gentle Annie, and I'm sure it can't be packed in New South Wales. And you'd better put a fence round those cabbage, or they'll all get eaten up by the snails. And you'll take my advice, gentle Annie, and you'd better watch old Chaffee going away. With his pack bag hung over his saddle, and he stole some knives and forks the other day. So I'll bid you farewell, gentle Annie, and we'll meet you on another threshing day. I will say farewell, gentle Annie, for you know with you I can no longer stay. Yes, I'll bid you adieu, you're the little dark-eyed girl that I
That was a song written by John Tams for the band Mucker and Wakes. And interestingly, John, during his, I suppose, late adolescence, worked on the gaff, worked on fairgrounds, hence that song, the Pulling Down song, which is about de-rigging and going when the fair moves on, leaving behind lots of lasses with broken hearts, no doubt. And before that, you heard the song Gentle Annie from Martin Wyndham Reed's album, simply called Martin Wyndham Reed. I think one of the most beautiful versions of that song I've ever heard. Before that, you had the High Level Ranters with the Jolly Beggar from the album High Level. Before that, the Nailmaker's Strike, a rare track there. Lead vocals from Nick Jones. On the album are John Raven, Nick Jones and Tony Rose. The album's called Songs of a Changing World. It was one of the very earliest of Bill Leader's recordings, and I'm not sure if that song by Nick Jones has appeared anywhere else. I must check. And then before that was The Three Butchers from Roy Bailey's classic album, eponymous album. Again, sadly, of course, Roy no longer with us, but a treasury of great songs sung beautifully. Boys of the Lock from their second album with the Rambling Irishman, a.k.a. Lock Earn, was track two. And then at the head of that, The Bucking Mule from Ali Bain and Mike Welland's eponymous album. Just a few of the albums there recorded by the great Bill Leader. And I've forgotten the title of his biography, which is just about to come out, and I'll go and dig it out while I'm playing one of the last tracks. Because it's time now to play another track from Kareem Polwart's new album, Still As You're Sleeping. This is The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. And it was written by Richard Farina, probably one of the best singer-songwriters of the late 1960s, early 70s American folk scene. And the melody is a beautiful Northern Irish tune called My Lagan Love. And I think that the song itself is absolutely beautiful. And Kareem's version is just magnificent. Well, I'm not going to make any comment on that because I know that you'd be saying, oh, he always says wonderful and beautiful and da-da-da-da-da. Well, it's true. I mean, that is stunning. But man has come to plough the tide. Just listen to the last verse. But man has come to plough the tide. The oak lies on the ground. I hear their fires in the fields. They drive the stallion down. The roses bleed, both light and dark. The winds they seldom call. The running sands recall the time when love was lord of all. That was written, Lord knows how long ago, late 60s, early 70s. And prescient or what? It was definitely where we are now. in terms of the planet and what we've done to it. Great track from Brad Kolodner's fabulous new album Chimney Swifts, called 5 Miles from Town. It's been cheering me up in the car no end as this album, masterly playing with buckets and buckets of soul, old-timey banjo at its most excellent, in my humble opinion. I should be able to tell you, but I can't. I've forgotten the name for that kind of playing where you've got somebody with a pair of knitting needles or whatever, you know, a couple of spells just tapping on the strings as you're playing it. But it's gone. It's in the cupboard of forgotten. And I've not even had a drink. That was Brad Kolodner with 5 Miles from Town from his new album Chimney Swifts. And if I can find it, it'll probably say what it is on it, but I put it somewhere. Damn it, it's one of them days. Now, in my searches to bring you the best folk and roots music on the planet, I came across an album recently called A Prairie Home Companion Duets. And what basically happened, A Prairie Home Companion was an amazing program that went on for about 30 years in the States and had lots of people like Boys of the Lock going over and playing on the show, run by Garrison Keillor. You might remember his Lake Wobegon days bit that he always used to do in the show. It was a sort of tongue-in-cheek look at the old radio broadcasts of America of the 1950s and early 60s. It's very nostalgic, but in a really witty way. And what they used to do was get people together and make albums. And they made an album called Duets, obviously. And I'm going to play you a couple of tracks on the show the first being from Leo Cocci and Iris Dement, and it's a version of the great song Banks of Marble, written in 1949 by Lee Rice, who was a farmer from New York State, and it deals with the terrible injustices and exploitations and inequality that the farmers suffered during the 1930s and 40s. And Pete Seeger actually wrote about Les Rice and his song. He said, quote, "Like most small farmers, Les was getting intolerably squeezed by the big companies which sold him all his fertilizer, his insecticide and equipment, and the big companies that dictated to him the prices he would get for his produce. Out of that squeeze came this song." This is Banks of Marble.
I've traveled around this country from shore to shining shore. It really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the weary farmer plowing sod and loam. I heard the auction hammer just knocking down his home. But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the farmers sweated for. I've seen the weary miner scrubbing coal dust from his back. I've heard his children cry, got no coal to heat the shack. But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the miners sweated for. I've seen my brothers working throughout this mighty land. I prayed we'd get together and together make a stand. Then we might own those banks of marble with a God.
Leo Cocci and Iris Dement from an album called A Prairie Home Companion Duets, with Banks of Marble, and another track in a few minutes' time from that great album. Now, John Palmer came to the Settle Folk Gathering this year, this September just gone. I owe him a letter of thanks. I owe you a letter of thanks, John, if you're listening, for helping us and going down such a storm on stage two, behind the fridge, as I called it, at Settle Rugby Club. It was great. You were terrific. So, I'm going to play a track from John Palmer's album One Fine Day that he sang on the night, and I think it's just absolutely wonderful. I see what you think, though. This is The Knife Thrower's Assistant.
Thank you. saw her on the bridge at midnight. She looked like she was going to jump. I shouted out, hey young lady, are you really sure about this? Because my aim is true, my eyes are 20/20, and I never miss, except only sometimes. And if you don't care, if you live or die, then why don't you be the knife thrower's assistant? The knife thrower's assistant. Hey. So then she came along with me, knowing a look in her eyes. We had a few drinks at my place. I don't remember much after that, yeah, well. My aim is true, my eyes are 20/20, and I never miss, except only sometimes. So if you don't care, if you live or die, then why don't you be the knife thrower's assistant? The knife thrower's assistant. Hey. When I woke up, it was morning. I was tied to a chair. She was standing in front of me. She had the knives in her hands, and she said, I know you don't really know me, but I know a lot about you. You left my mother pregnant, she died giving birth to me. So I'm here for reckoning, there's nothing you can do about that. So just sit back and enjoy the show, 'cause it will be your last. And she said, my aim is true, my eyes are 20/20, and I never miss, except when I want to. And I don't care, you live or die, it's your turn to be the knife thrower's assistant. The knife thrower's assistant. Hey. The knife thrower's assistant. The knife thrower's assistant. The knife thrower's assistant. Assistant.
Shades of Les Barker there. The Knife Thrower's Assistant from the John Palmer Acoustic Band's album One Fine Day. Now, Antonio Breschi was born in Florence, Italy, 1950. He's got Argentinian roots. He's a composer, pianist, trumpet player, polymath, singer, songwriter, poet, and musical educator. Oliver Sweeney in the Irish music magazine Hot Press wrote of him, quote, he's a genius whose music is without frontiers and whose originality makes him one of the most imaginative, I'll try that with my teeth in, imaginative and innovative artists in the varied musical genres of today. What can I do but agree? I'm entranced by his music. This is Antonio Breschi from the album Blessed Sadness with Dancing on the Green.
Thank you.
Dancing on the Green from Antonio Bresci's album Blessed Sadness. Lovely bit of didgeridoo playing there. I wonder if it's Steve Cooney. Possibly not. Now, I've got to say this has been a crap couple of weeks for the world of folk music. So many of the great oaks in the forest have been felled by time. Robin Morton died a couple of weeks back. So did Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains and Tony McMahon. Tony McMahon, as many of you will know, one of the giants of Irish traditional music, great melodeon player and a great musicologist and music producer. Because of him, we've got recordings of the great Joe Cooley, for example. Without Tony, I doubt that the seminal recording of Joe Cooley just before he died would have ever been made. So I'm going to play a track of Tony playing in a few moments, great melodeon player, like I said, playing with Noel Hill on a track called The Trip to Athlone. But I want to start with just saying a few words about Paddy Maloney. I knew him as a man, we were good friends. And Paddy Maloney, of course, as many of you will know, founded the Chieftains after Sean O'Riordan had got a little band together to work on projects in Dublin. Paddy saw the possibility of going further with it, and he did. He took it all around the world. He took Irish music to the Great Wall of China. He took it to the west of America. He took it to Texas. He took it wherever anybody wanted to listen. And he worked with anybody who was interested in working with him. The list, it just is quite amazing, from Ry Cooder through to Joni Mitchell, who I'm going to play you in a few moments, singing her own song, The Magdalene Laundries. In fact, we were talking once, I think it was at one of the folk awards, I'm not really sure, and I said to Paddy, joking-like, you know, I said, Paddy, the only person of any stature in the world who's not appeared with you and the Chieftains on an album so far is His Holiness the Pope. He said to me, my people are talking to his people. A great man. R.I.P. Paddy. You gave the world so much. This is The Magdalene Laundries. It's from the Chieftains. And then after that, you'll hear Noel Hill and Tony McMahon with The Trip to Athlone.
Just turned 27 when they sent me to the sisters. Father Wayman looked at me, branded as a Jezebel. I knew I was not bound for heaven. I'd be cast in shame into the Magdalene laundry. Girls come here pregnant, some by their own fathers. Bridget got that belly by her parish priest. We're trying to get things white as snow, all of us woe-begotten daughters, in the steaming stains of the Magdalene laundries. Prostitutes and destitutes and temptresses like me, fallen women sentenced into dreamless drudgeries. Why do they call this heartless place
Our Lady of Charity. Charity. These bloodless brides of Jesus, if they had just once glimpsed their groom, then they'd know. And they'd drop those stones concealed behind their rosaries. They wilt the grass they walk upon. They leech the light out of a room. They like to drive us down the drain at the Magdalene laundries. Peg O'Connell died today. She was a cheeky girl, a flirt. They just stuffed her in a hole. Surely to God, you'd think at least some bells should ring. One day I'm gonna die here too, and then they'll plant me in the dirt. Like some lame bulb that never blooms come any spring. Not any spring.
I was going to go straight into Noel Leal and Tony McMahon at that point, but after such a powerful, powerful song, I thought maybe we need just a few brief seconds to come down, because what a terrible, terrible story. What a beautiful, beautiful song that tells it so plaintively and so sensitively too. What an amazing song that is. If you don't know the story of the Magdalene laundries, then please do go and read about them, and I think you'll be as shocked and horrified as we all were when we heard the stories coming out. But as you know, Irish music can go from the dark to the light in a brief few moments. It's something to do with the Celtic nature, the sadness suddenly blossoming into happiness, just like a rainy day in the west of Ireland can suddenly find the hillsides covered in sunlight. It does happen. Here's Tony McMahon. Thank you. The Trip to Athlone, Noel Hill and Tony McMahon. If you want to find that album, just go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find links through to everything you've heard on this particular podcast and lots more beside. I'm going to play... Oh, by the way, before I go on any further, do go to YouTube and look for Steve Cooney and Dolly Parton. They meet up in a pub in the west of Ireland. Steve Cooney, great musician, just a genius. And in the pub in Dingley, just said, Dolly, who's on holiday, do you fancy giving us a song? And the result is just amazing. So that's Steve Cooney, Dolly Parton on YouTube. If you've not seen it, I go back to it every so often just to cheer myself up. Great stuff. Okay, I'm going to play you another duet from the Prairie Home Companion Duets, and this is this well-known folk duo, the Everly Brothers, with a brilliant version of, I think it was the Carter Family song originally, Tea for Texas. My brother John sings this. He sings it bloody well, too.
Tastes like cherry wine. You know that Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Lord, Lord, Lord. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Oh, tea for Bella, the guy that made a wreck out of me. Get it, Albert. In a hollow log, who then to be in Atlanta treated like a dirty dog? Oh, Tea Texas, Tea Tennessee, Lord, Lord, Lord. Tea Texas, Tea Tennessee. Oh, Tea for Belma, the guy that made a wreck out of me, get it, buddy. You sure don't have to go. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to call. You know, I can give more women than a present to drink and all. Oh, tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Lord, Lord, Lord. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee. Tea for Thelma, the guy that made a wreck out of me.
Great stuff. That was Tea for Texas, brackets, Blue Yodel number one, close brackets. The Everly Brothers and the album, as I said, the Prairie Home Companion Duets. I can't yodel for the life of me, but when I was a kid, it was really popular. Lots of yodeling cowboys and stuff like that. And I always wanted to yodel and could never do it. But I can play the Jew's harp, which neither of the Everly Brothers could do. So there you go. Now, I was out in Settle the other night for my first live gig as a punter in about 18 months. And what a great, never mind great, it was bloody fantastic night it was. Dervish, on top form. Kathy Jordan, just bossing those lads around on stage and getting them to do everything really, really well. They don't drop a note or do anything wrong. It's fantastic. It's like watching a lion tamer at work. It really was terrific. She sang a beautiful version of Donal Ogue, which I will play you sometime because it's on the new album. But what I want to do now is play you a track. I got the album. It's called The Great Irish Songbook. I got it on the night. For a reduced rate, I may say. because nobody could remember what they were selling it for. It was lovely. People went up to the lad who was selling them. How much are you selling them for? Jesus said, I don't know. So I gave him a tenner. And it's great, as you might imagine, the Great Irish Songbook. It's Great Irish Songs. In the same way that there was the Great American Songbook. I don't know if you remember that. That was printed years and years ago. But the Great Irish Songbook has got people like Steve Earle, Imelda May, Andrea Carr, Brendan Gleeson, would you believe, singing The Rocky Road to Dublin, Kate Rusby, Vince Gill, lots of Cathy Jordan on it as well, of course, and the band, of course, and the tracks, I should say. The Rocky Road to Dublin, like I said, Down by the Sally Gardens, She Moved Through the Fair, The Galway Shawl, The Fields of Athenry, and what I'm going to play for you now, which I think is just incredibly stunning, is Rhiannon Giddens, who's, of course, ex-Carolina Chocolate Drops, amazing singer, musicologist, banjo player, fantastic African-American artist. And she's singing one of the most beautiful ballads of emigration and loneliness ever, The May Morning Dew. Just listen to this.
Pleasant in winter to sit by the hearth, listening to the sounds and the bark of a dog, or in summer to wander the wide valleys through, to pluck the wild flowers in the May morning. Summer is coming, oh, summer is near, with the leaves of the trees and the sky blue and clear. The small birds are singing their fond notes so true, and the wild flowers are springing in the May morning.
Rhiannon Giddens and Dervish with the May Morning Dew from the Dervish album The Great Irish Songbook. Do get it. It is fabulous. Seriously. Now, you remember at the beginning of the programme, or earlier on in the show, I should say, I mentioned that there's something about the piano riff in the Karim Polwart version of Craigie Hill that reminded me of another song. Well, the other song is a song version of the Louis MacNeice poem Meeting Point. Tim Darling of that great band, the Old Rope String Band, who became the New Rope String Band, funny man, very, very funny man. And you have to be brilliant to be as funny as Tim was. And he was and is brilliant. And he wrote the most beautiful tune to the great poem, Meeting Point. If you've ever known that moment when you're with somebody and it's almost as though everything around has stopped in the world. And as John Donne once said, one little room becomes an everywhere. Then you'll know what this poem is about. My favourite verse is, time was away and she was here and life no longer what it was. The bell was silent in the air and all the room one glow because time was away and she was here. I'm going to play the version by Tim Darling, his tune to Louis MacNeice's words, and follow that with another Louis MacNeice poem. This one is called Bagpipe Music, or as Sean Tyrrell, who sings it, has No Go as the title. Sean Tyrrell, great hero of mine, one of the finest Irish singers, as I said in the last programme. For me, he opens his mouth and his soul opens. So, here's the two of them together. In a few moments, you'll hear No Go or Bagpipe Music from Sean Tyrrell. But first of all, this is Meeting Point from Tim Darling.
Time was away and somewhere else. There were two glasses and two chairs and two people with the one pulse. Somebody stopped the moving stairs. Time was away and somewhere else. And they were neither up nor down. The stream's music did not stop, flowing through heather limpid brown. Although they sat in a coffee shop, and they were neither up nor down. The bell was silent in the air, holding its inverted poise. Between the clang and clang of flour, a brazen calyx of no noise, the bell was silent in the air. The camels crossed the miles of sand that stretched around the cups and plates. The desert was their own, they planned to portion out the stars and dates. The camels crossed the miles of sand. Time was away and somewhere else. The waiter did not come, the clock forgot them, and the radio waltz came out like water from a rock. Time was away and somewhere else. Her fingers flicked away the ash that bloomed again in tropic trees, not caring if the markets crash when they had forests such as these. Her fingers flicked away the ash. whatever means the good. We praise that time can stop like this, that what the heart has understood can verify in the body's peace. God, or whatever means the good. Time was away and she was here, and life no longer what it was. The bell was silent in the air, and all the room one glow, because time was away and she was here.
No go the merry-go-round, no go the rickshaw. All we want is a limousine, a ticket for the peep show. Their knickers are made of crepe cushion, their boots are made with python, their halls are lined with tiger rugs, and their walls with heads of bison. Johnny McDougley found a corpse, he put it under the sofa. He waited till it came to life, he hit it with a poker. Sold its eyes for souvenirs, sold its blood for whiskey, kept its bones to use for dumbbells when he was 50. And it's no go the Yogi Man, no go Blavatsky. All we want is a bank balance and a British card in a taxi. Annie McDougal, she went to milk, she caught her foot in the heather. She awoke to hear a dancer chord playing of old Vienna. No go your maidenheads, no go your culture. All we want is a Dunlop tile, the devil man, the puncture. The Laird of Phelps Pentogmany declaring he was sober. Cowed his feet to prove the fact, found he had one foot over. Mrs. Carmichael, she had her fifth, viewed the job of repulsion. She said to the midwife, take it away, I'm suing over a production. And it's no go the gossip column, no go the Kayleigh. All we want is a mother's help and a sugar stick for the baby. When he couldn't count the damage, he took the hide of an Ayrshire cow, he made it into a bandage. His brother caught 300 grand. When the seas were lavish, he threw the bleeders back on the sea, and he went upon the parish. And it's no gold the herring bowl, it's no gold Bible. All we want is a package of fags when all hands are rival. It's no gold the picture palace, no gold the stadium. It's no gold your country cottage, your pot to pinch geraniums. No gold the government grants, no gold the elections. Sit in your ass for 50 years and hang your hat at pension. And it's no go my honey love, it's no go my poppet. I'll work your hands from day to day, the winds will blow the profit. The glass is falling hour by hour, the glass will fall forever. But if you break the bloody glass, you won't hold up the weather.
Bit of saxophone and Jew's harp to play that out, and the Jew's harp was not played by either of the Everly brothers, I can assure you. That was bagpipe music, or No Go, from Sean Tyrrell's album The Cry of a Dreamer, which you must listen to. And before that you heard Tim Darling, Ian Carr and Neil Harland from the album Blossom with Meeting Point. Now, I was just about putting this show to bed, just thought I've got more or less everything sorted the way I want it, bit of this, bit of that, bit of the other, and a new album came plopping through the door from Old Blind Dogs, one of the premier bands that has ever come out of Scotland, in my humble opinion. The album's called Knucklehead Circus. I haven't had a chance to listen to all of it properly yet, but I immediately fell on this Davy Steele song, Farewell to the Haven. Davy Steele, as many of you know, left us far too young a good few years back. Lovely, lovely bloke. A great singer, a musician, and also a very fine songwriter. This is a cracking version of his, well, I think one of his best songs ever.
I'm leaping fishing, the life I haven't known, the battle with nature that nobody's won. The fish stocks are dwindling and the shore's hard to find. I'm leaving fishing, I've made up my mind. Farewell, safe haven, my heart is sad. The drifters I'm leaving say, where come to land? My father worked drifters, my grandfather. My brother's a skipper on the Isle of May, and I worked at fishing just as soon as I could. So leaving's too easy, the sea's in my blood. Drifters I'm leaving, say, where come to land? I'll miss the wee boats though, my thoughts are there yet, with the lads on the genie hauling the nets. We worked hard together, cursing the weather and riding the swell. Farewell, Table Haven, my heart is sad. The drifters I'm leaving, they work on the land. Chem wire mill, it's a good job they say. I'll start and I'll finish the same time each day. The money's constant and my wife she seems pleased, but I'll miss fishing and I miss the sea. Farewell, Table Haven, my heart is sad. The drifters I'm leaving, same work on the land. Farewell, Table Haven, my heart is sad. The drifters I'm leaving, they work on the land.
Farewell to the Haven from Old Blind Dog's new album, Knucklehead Circus. And I will have a good listen to that when I've got a few moments and pluck a track or two out of it, because I really love that band. They're really terrific. One of the best bands ever, I think. Now, by the time you're listening to this, as I said at the head of the show, I should be heading in the general direction of the south of France. We're going in my mate Robert's electric car, and we're going to try it out. He says it'll get all the way there on 4 charges, but I've got a suitcase full of AA batteries just in case. So, wish me luck. I'm going to finish this podcast with another track from the new album by that great pan-Celtic band, Cara. This is just a knockout version of the Bob Dylan song, Lay Down Your Weary Tune. Thanks for listening. Don't forget the archive, nearly 300 podcasts, all juicy and ripe for your harvesting. Take care, mind how you go, and may time be away and somewhere else for you too. Ta-ra.
and clung to a new love's breast. The branches bare like a banjo play to the winds that listen the best. I gazed down in the river's mirror. I watched its winding stroke.
Sky.